Well, on Tuesday, March 31st, USDA released not one, but two major quarterly reports. The first one, the quarterly stocks report. The second, the planting intentions report. Joining us now is Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. And Carl, you've had a chance to pour through both reports. What stands out in these reports? What are some of the major takeaways? And is there anything in either report that comes as a shock to you?
Well, let's run through the acres first, because there's actually a little bit less data there for us to pick through and a little bit more variability, and I'll explain that here. Total U.S. corn acres this year estimated at 95.3 million from NAS. That would be down 3% or 3.45 million acres from last year. That's actually a few more corn acres than what trade was expecting. The average estimate was we'd see about 94 million acres. So, we're sitting here a few more acres than we expected, but there is a huge asterisk right next to the corn acreage, CJ. And this comes from basically over the past month here, we've seen input prices skyrocket. And at the same time, we've seen a drop in available inventory of not only fertilizer inputs, but seed corn. So that number being questioned as the data was collected in the first 2 weeks of March, and we've obviously seen a big shakeup in the market in the last 2 weeks as far as the input size. And of course, rising diesel costs also starting to affect this a little bit. Soybean acres came in 84.7 million. Now, that's up 4% from last year, but a little bit lighter than what trade was expecting. We're expecting maybe to see about 85, maybe 85.5 million on the soybean acres. So soybeans taking a little bit more support from this data that was released, obviously. Total wheat acres in the United States coming in at 43.8 million. That was down 3% from last year. Here's the one that we're watching on wheat, CJ. If this number is correct, it would be the lowest total wheat acres in the United States since data collecting began in 1919. So all in all, it was a little bit more friendly on the acreage for soybeans and wheat, and that's how the market's reacting. Kick this over to the stocks numbers, and here's where we had the breakdown here. Corn stocks in the United States on March 1st, 9.02 billion bushels. I look at where that is being stored. That's where I want to see it from. 5.43 billion bushels were stored on farm. That was a 21% increase from last year. Off-farm corn stocks, 3.59 billion bushels, down 2%. Total disappearance in the second quarter of the marketing year, 4.28 billion bushels, well above the 3.93 billion bushels from the same time last year. Here's the thing I want to throw out on corn. Now, while the stocks at 9.02 billion bushels, just slightly above what trade was expecting and up 11% from last year, the big picture, though, our corn demand is considerably larger than last year at this time. So when you look at it from a stocks to use point of view, that corn number really isn't bearish at all. Soybean inventory came in at 2.1 billion bushels. That was up 10% from last March, a little stronger than trade was expecting. 900 million bushels being held on farm. That was up 3% from a year ago. Off-farm soybean stocks, 1.2 billion bushels. Now, that was up 16% from last March. So the commercial owning a lot more soybeans than corn this year, and that's been pretty much a track that we've seen since harvest. The December to February soybean usage, 1.18 billion bushels, down 1% from last year. And we got to remember, CJ, we didn't have a ton of Chinese business in this quarter that we had here. We just started to build this up. So soybean demand holding in there pretty good, and that's reflecting these higher soybean values today. And on the wheat side, pretty much 1.3 billion bushels in storage. That was up 5% from a year ago. On-farm wheat stocks, 300 million bushels. That was down 3%. off farm and even 1 billion bushels, up 8% from a year ago. Wheat disappearance in the December to February quarter, 377 million bushels. That was 12% above the same period last year. Our wheat demand has not backed off even a little bit, and we're starting to see more wheat feeding in the global market. All in all, that's a pretty good number for wheat. Really, we look at all of these, nothing really jumped out at me as being either overly bullish or overly bearish. It puts the emphasis back on U.S. weather now, and that's where we're seeing the support from here today, CJ.
You mentioned that reliable data because these surveys were taken before the conflict with Iran first started, and we saw that elevation in fuel prices. So are we going to have to wait until June 30th to get a most accurate view of planted acres for corn and soybeans?
I fully believe we do, CJ. I think we have to get to that June revisions. You know, we haven't turned the wheel in the United States yet here for planting, so to speak. In the fringe areas, we've got some corn going in, and yes, I understand that. But for, you know, the really the big momentum of the planting season, it is not underway. And speaking of the southern planting, this is, we're seeing a little bit of a hesitation there. We got some extremely drought and dry conditions in the southern plains. It's devastating the wheat crop down there. Might not be in a big hurry to put corn and soybeans in the market under those conditions, you know, given the fact that we need some premium in them. So all in all, moving forward, we're going to put the emphasis back on weather. But I do think that at the end of the day, these planting numbers are going to get a lot of shuffling in that June revisions.